to the Joy Business Report coming up this morning. International Monetary Fund reschedules board meeting on Ghana to this Friday, January 19, as board members push for more time to scrutinize Ghana's documents. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta describes debt restructuring deal with external creditors as major turning point for the economy. Also coming up, Treasury bills auction oversubscribed by a whopping 46.7% following a further decline in inflation and debt restructuring agreement between Ghana and its bilateral creditors. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwa. Thanks for being with us. Hello to our friends listening on KTU Radio in Koforidua. First up, the International Monetary Fund has rescheduled its board meeting on Ghana to this Friday, January 19. But what has resulted in the fund taking this decision, despite the country reaching a deal with its external creditors? Here's George Yaffe with some answers.
The executive board of the IMF should have met this Thursday, January 18, 2024. However, Joy Business is learning that some of the executive board members have made a case for the meeting to be pushed a day forward. This is to give them more time to review Ghana's documents submitted by the IMF staff. Therefore, the change in date has nothing to do with Ghana not meeting the conditions for the board to meet on its program or concerns about the deal reached with its creditors. We also understand that the executive board members need at least 3 days to review the country's documents. And since Monday is a holiday in USA, the pushback was necessary. This is because the holiday would mean that the mandatory 3 days would be cut by a day. Sources close to the fund have told Joy Business that everything is in place for the executive board to meet and carry out Ghana's first review under the fund program this Friday. This should mean that by next Wednesday, about $600 million should hit Bank of Ghana's account. That is, if the country is able to pass this first review by the IMF on how it has fared under the fund program.
George Yaffe starting us off with that report. Well, Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta has described the deal reached with external creditors as a major turning point for the economy. Speaking on PM Express Business Edition, which will air this Thursday, Mr. Ofori-Atta said this deal will help fast track the process of reducing Ghana's debt to sustainable levels.
Expecting that we will all negotiate in good faith, looking at the country coming back quicker than later. So it's a good time, it's historic, and we need to acknowledge that ours then, as a government, Ministry of Finance, is to work in good faith with these investors.
You tried to explain to me that, yes, the negotiations hasn't ended, even though there's been some preliminary deal reached with them. It means that you could still continue engaging them and maybe pushing further?
With regards to the OCC? Oh, definitely, you know, because the memorandum of understanding has to be signed. And that then will encapsulate, you know, issues that we need to think a bit more.
You had the Finance Minister there, Ken Ofori-Atta, speaking on PM Express Business Edition, which will air this Thursday on the Joy News channel at 9 p.m. Now, in a related development, the business community in Ghana is hopeful of a rebound in investor confidence in the coming days following the announcement by government that it has secured a deal with external creditors on restructuring the country's debt. This is expected to pave way for the disbursement of the second tranche of the $600 million International Monetary Fund bailout package. Reacting to this, President of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, Joseph Obeng, said the deal will send a good signal to the investor community.
Every economy needs some confidence. And so all that this is bringing to bear is the confidence in the economy. And now that it has started whipping up some interest by our counterparts, now that we are telling them the good stories that inflation is coming down, the economy or the currency have stabilized and all that. When this one comes and then we also manage things well, then of course, the investor community or the partners that you call our partners will even have a further confidence in coming over to help us develop this country.
You heard President of Guta there, Joseph Obeng. Now, following a further decline in headline inflation, interest rates eased again as Treasury bills were oversubscribed by a whopping 46.7%. That's according to the latest auction results by the Bank of Ghana. The results show the demand for the short-term instruments surged following an agreement between the country and its bilateral creditors on the restructuring of external debt. Here's more.
Interest rates have been falling since the last week of December 2023. It dropped further in the last T-bills auction last Friday due to a signal of an expected improved economic environment going forward. The 91-day bill went down to 29.03% from the previous 29.19%. The 182-day bill also declined by 23 basis points to 31.51%. But the 364-day bill, it also fell to 32.08% from 32.34% the preceding week. Meanwhile, the government recorded a whopping 46.7% oversubscription of the short-term instrument to the tune of 3.86 billion cedis. 73.4% of the bids came from the three-month bill, in which all were accepted. About 840.48 million cedis were bid tendered. The uptake was 839.32 million cedis. For the one-year bill, all the 185.04 million cedis bids were accepted.
You're listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, Executive Director of the African Center for Energy Policy, ACEP, Ben Bache, has described the introduction of the value-added tax on electricity consumers above lifeline consumption as inappropriate and counterproductive. Mr. Bache is of the view that the tax may rather encourage few law-abiding citizens who pay electricity bills to begin finding alternative measures to avoid the tax. He argues that it would rather be prudent for the government and the Electricity Company of Ghana to work on reducing inefficiencies that lead to power losses in the distribution channel due to theft.
I don't have a problem with VAT on electricity, but you have to analyze it from a systems perspective and where we are. And I think it is not the right time to do that because we have a problem where people are stealing power. We don't have a solution to it. And the more you increase the burden, the tendency for them to more people to steal power is really high. All right. We don't have the systems to be able to address the leakages that are happening everywhere in the country. And just adding another layer of tax is not going to... I mean, government has been taking VAT from businesses. They hardly realize that money, because once it gets into ECG's hands and, you know, they can collect much, they can pay the IPPs, they can pay transmission, they can pay the state agencies like VRA and BUI.
Executive Director of ACEP, Ben Bwache, there. Now, Minister of Information Kojo Opokuma is asking young people to take new opportunities to complement government's efforts in creating jobs to facilitate economic growth. According to him, this would aid in the fight against unemployment. He was speaking at the unveiling of Concentrix and WebHelp in Ghana.
I just want to encourage you, our colleagues, the young people who've had this brilliant opportunity, consider yourselves as ambassadors for the millions of other young people who don't have this opportunity, and give it the best that you can, so that people like Philip and his colleagues will have reason to create more floors to accommodate a lot more young people, so that many of your colleagues who don't have this opportunity will get that opportunity because of the great work that you are doing here.
You have the Minister of Information, Kojo Opokuma. Concentrix Plus WebHelp SI, a leading global provider of customer experience solutions and technology, it is. Its operations in Ghana have contributed significantly to local employment, growing to over 500 dedicated team members within the first year. Now, Executive Chairman of the First Sky Group, Eric Sedi Kutoche, has underscored his outfit's commitment to creating jobs for the youth with sustainable income. According to him, despite the economic challenges faced by most businesses in the year 2023, the group recorded unprecedented growth. First Sky Group operates in the aviation, construction, insurance, energy, and hospitality sectors. Speaking at the 21st anniversary and Thanksgiving service of the group, the executive chairman said his company will support the Ghanaian economy immensely.
Globally for business. The year 2023 was not favorable globally for business. Some business collapsed, others saw very minimal growth. But for the mercies of God, our business was sustained and they saw unprecedented growth. God is indeed a faithful God. One who observed that for us at the First Kingdom, The critical ingredient responsible for our existence and growth has been abundant grace and love of God.
You heard Eric Sedikutoche. He is executive chairman of the First Sky Group. Let's turn to the stock market this morning. The Ghana Stock Exchange Composite Index lost 0.05% last week to record an annual return of negative 0.09%. Overall, weekly turnover totaled 13.6 million cedis across 23 counters. Let's now hear from Grace Munayen of Data Bank Research on how your investments will fare this week.
The trading week ended with the market indices closing lower following price declines in three counters. New gold and